anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And when you call into the 818-818-6401 number, you will speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. Hi, Sydney. The show is brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. 100% money-back guarantee, but I... will tell you, you will not return it because it is the best odor eliminator you will ever find, and you can only buy it at SCOE10X.com. Don't forget Vitacraft. If you want to bond with your cats, a great treat is the way to do it, and a 5-pack saucy terrine snack is it. Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats that your dog will love. If you put in the code PETS at the promo box, you'll get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, Colette Tours and I in Italy next September. Join us, 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. You can check it out at talkinpets.com. This is Talkin' Pets. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Happy holidays out there. You know who that is that's singing?
No.
Well, I know you know. You were looking at it. But
yeah.
It's Sia. I like Sia, but I'll tell you, the one time I'm a big Survivor fan, and if I didn't have health issues, I would definitely be on Survivor. No doubt about it. But the thing is that I had... grown even more respect for her when she, for one of the Survivor people that would not on the show kill the chickens that they were given as a prize or whatever. You watched
mm-hmm.
Survivor.
Yep, I watched that season too when she did that.
Yeah, and she gave them $50,000 of her own money because that person would not kill the chickens on the show. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Was that the finale?
Yeah.
She came out and she's like, oh, I'm gonna give... They used to give an award for, like, the fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, 20, 50, it was something. Because the winner gets, I don't know, a million or something. And then they used to do that. And then they stopped. And that was, like, the first year that they weren't doing that. So I thought she was going to pick up and be like, oh, I'll give it to my favorite. But she never did it after that.
No, just for that one. Well, I mean, the whole thing was because of the chickens. Mm-hmm. Although this episode and this one, they ate a chicken. And they tried to catch the other ones that got out. Chickens are hard to catch. I mean, if they don't want to be caught, they're pretty good at it. I just added four new chickens into my hutch. So it was interesting to actually watch them because normally when you introduce chickens to other chickens, because chickens are like gang members. They will fight with new chickens.
They're territorial.
Very much. So I had them separated.
You have the one that's the head of the gang.
Yep. And I had them separated, but the four new ones ended up getting in with the other ones. They knocked the board down, which I thought was secure. But they got in there. So I decided, well, let them working out.
A little chicken scuffle overnight.
They
They're
did.
Like little raptors.
And they still scuffle. It's been a couple of days now that they've been together. And Devin brought them over, and they needed to be adopted, and I took them in. They're a year old, so they're laying eggs.
How many did you get?
My whole diet is going to be eggs because that's all I can afford to eat. No joke.
Next, you need to get one of those little miniature cows so you can milk it. And
I'll tell you, if I could have a cow, I'd probably do that. But I don't have enough grass in the yard to have it eat it. But
okay, what about a goat?
Nah, maybe. But anyway, the chickens now are...
Goat cheese?
They're working out their pecking order. And
that's awesome.
But there's one chicken in there, and she... I got raised with three roosters. She acts like a rooster, but it's a hen, and she's the aggressive one. She goes after them like a bully. I mean, a total bully.
It's this Roo?
It's Roo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roo is rude. I mean, and I'll yell at her, and she knows when I yell at her, because she's like a dog or something. I'll yell, and I'll say, Roo! And she will back off and run into the other side of the pen.
She's like, oh, got caught.
Yep, she knows. But, you know, they'll work it out, I hope. I mean, they seem to be. But so if you have chickens, remember, they're good gang members. It's hard to introduce new ones in there. You got to take your time with them. But they're working it out. So
wait, how many do you have in total now?
About eight.
Okay, got
so,
it.
About eight. How about 818-818-6401 is the number. By the way, Jasmine and I went to a movie the other night.
Ooh.
We went to see Five Nights at Freddy 2. And if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Close up is so sticky.
So if you're going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week, and I have to admit I was a little surprised with this, but I did love the first one, Zootopia 2.
The second one was great. What are you talking about?
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, it was great.
Well,
I saw it. It was awesome.
I have it on my TV because the movie company sent it to me because I vote for the Oscars now. So I have to watch it. So
I'd say it's comparable to the first one. I don't have a favorite between the two.
I thought the first one was amazing.
It is, yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to watching this one. But it made $174 million in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Great for that movie, and apparently it's just going to keep doing good because that's a big opening for Zootopia 2, and that's domestically. That's not all over the country, all over the world. That's
my son wants
country.
More. My son's already planning what the next ones are going to be, so that's how good it was.
It's amazing how well they do with those Zootopias, mm-hmm. And I'm surprised it took them as long as it did to come out with this second one because
nearly
the first
10
one
years.
Was great. Yeah,
yeah,
$174 million. Wicked for good. Number two, it dropped to number two, but it still had a respectable amount, $62 million on the weekend, totally $278 million in 2 weeks, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was much better than the first part, the first half.
I didn't see the first one.
This second one was great. Now You See Me, Now You Don't, $51 million in 3 weeks. That's respectable. Predator, Badlands. I watched it here at home again.
Oh, I heard that one was good.
It was.
I heard it's like one of the best of the
series.
Yeah.
$86 million in 4 weeks. Not bad for a horror film and, well, kind of a horror adventure. And then Running Man. I'm a little disappointed, Glenn Powell.
He's so hot.
$35 million in 3 weeks. I thought it would be more than that because the movie's pretty decent. And Glenn Powell owns it. He does a great job.
We watched that together, right? Running Man, yeah.
But you and I went to go see Five Nights at Freddy's 2. I never saw the game or anything, so for me it was a mediocre movie. But for the younger people, they loved it.
Yeah. So when I went and saw the first one with my daughter, she explained that the movie
lines
up with, like, the books that mm-hmm. she read and the games and stuff. So she's like, you're not going to understand what's going on if you're not familiar with this. So she gave me a breakdown. And so, yeah did you?
I mean, I haven't seen any of them, but my kids are really into it. So they've seen the first one. They watch, they play the games.
I wouldn't let them see them. It's not for their age group.
I've never seen the games or anything. So for me,
I have no restrictions on them.
For me, it was like, I don't know. I just looked at it in terms of how it was filmed and directed and written, and I just thought it was semi-okay. But seeing that all the youngsters loved it...
if you saw the game, you'd understand.
Exactly. That would help.
I think it's just... it's unhinged and chaotic.
It is, yeah.
If you want to read my review on that and other films, go to TalkinPets.com. You can also go to @TalkinPetsRadio because I post them on Facebook now. So you can go to either or, but check it out, TalkinPets.com. No G in the talking, and click on Movie Reviews. It'll take you to all the reviews that I've written on the films. Well, once again, we are open, and we want to talk to you at 818-818-6401. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house with us. This is Talkin' Pets.
I'll bring the fight.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, events every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Kennel Club Museum of Dog is thrilled to announce its newest exhibition, The Life of a Show Dog, celebrating 150 years of Westminster, which will run from December 18th, 2025 through March 22nd of 2026. Over the course of its 150-year history, the Westminster Kennel Club has woven itself into a societal fabric of New York as one of the city's most beloved traditions. The Life of a Show Dog invites you behind the scenes of the iconic pageantry, precision, and passion that define the enduring legacy of the show, the second oldest continuously held sporting event in the country, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The Westminster Kennel Club is America's oldest organization dedicated to the sport of dogs and the celebration of the role dogs play in our lives. For nearly 150 years, Westminster's advocacy for purpose purebred dogs strives to honor each unique breed's legacy and history while enhancing the lives of all dogs. As we approach Westminster's sequential milestone, we are thrilled that AKC Museum of the Dog is showcasing the people, traditions, and remarkable dogs that have shaped our story through this extraordinary exhibition. Drawn from the archives of the Westminster Kennel Club, Madison Square Garden, and the AKC Museum of the Dog, this exhibition illuminates the defining moments that have shaped the show's remarkable history. Through portraits, rare footage, trophies, grooming tables, and other artifacts of devotion, visitors will discover the artistry, discipline, and heart behind the pursuit of best in show. It is an honor to celebrate the enduring legacy of one of New York's most beloved culture icons. Westminster isn't just a dog show, it's a story that has been untold for 150 years. The Life of a Show Dog captures the devotion, preservation, and excellence of the dogs and people who have pursued perfection in the ring and offers an intimate look behind the scenes of the inspiring tradition. Experience 150 years of Westminster through the eyes of the dog who made history. For more information on the exhibit or the AKC Museum of Dog, please visit www.museumofthedog.org. Visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Her name was Duchess, took best in show and left him in hushes. Her strut turned judges into mushes. 10-time champ, calm under brushes. Oh, we bought a wristband. She glided like a queen on the ring stand. No leash in sight, just firm command. Looking back, it felt like dog land. We waited by the grooming tent among the tail wag super fans. Hearts in a whirl and noses twitching from the glamour scent. Then she stepped out. I said, you're living our dream. And she said to me, hey, thank you for the fresh food bouquet. You're cuter than a puppy, but you don't know the life of a show dog, babe.
This is Pink, and I want to wish everyone a happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy whatever you celebrate. Have a good time, drink, and fight nice.
And you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house, here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions. And if you're thinking about getting a new pet, you definitely want to talk about training. But I got to tell you, I mean, during that story that Lexi was reading, I looked at Jasmine and I looked down and Shadow, my cat, she's like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's like laying right next to the desk here and just poised out.
You know why she's over here? She keeps looking up here because she knows I put these treats here.
Ah, the Vitacraft.
She's waiting for
treats,
me to give her another one.
You don't need one, Shadow. Look at your hips.
But she's not
hounding
you.
That's from stealing everybody's food.
Yeah, she does. She's a food stealer.
She
drives me crazy.
Sitting in the doorway earlier, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
You know, it's funny because I sit there and I feed them.
She was the tiniest little kitten.
I sit there and I feed them, and it's like I always have to like yell at them because she – and I pick the food up. Like, she'll go into Summer's bowl, which is medicated food because Summer's got stones. And then she'll go into the other one's food, Winter's food.
Which is senior food.
Winter just nibbles at the food when I give it to her a little bit. Then she leaves it there and she tries to bury it. Like she's going to come back for it.
Oh.
Well, she's not going to come back for it because if I'm not in that room and Shadow's there, it's gone. So I try to give the one cat less food, Winter, because I know she's only going to eat a little bit of it anyway. And then Tubbo over here.
Yeah.
Shadow, she'll go in for it with no problems whatsoever. But yeah, you definitely, because diabetes is a big thing in cats, so you want to make sure that they don't.
She needs
eat
a cat
much.
Treadmill.
She does need anybody,
a wheel. One of
if anybody
wheels.
Has a cat treadmill company and you want to be a sponsor,
there you go.
The
yeah,
show,
call.
We have a good candidate.
I know they have them for dogs.
Those
wheels. Cat wheels. It's
oh, I like those. You know, yeah. I reached out to them. I never heard anything back from them.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe there's another one.
I think that's kind of a cool idea.
She would like it because she's playful.
I don't.
Yeah. No, she likes to go outside.
She's too fat. She'd be like, oh,
well, no. That it's cool
out
now. She goes outside and she
hang
runs.
A treat from the string inside of the wheel. She'll chase it.
She's quick. She is quick.
But she's also playful. A toy could work to get her to. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Let the games begin.
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what animal makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks by Vitacraft. You can go with SCOE 10X, which I highly recommend. It'll take out any odors in your car, in your house, in your office, wherever you may be. SCOE 10X is your buddy. Also, we've got dog treats from Good Pets Foods. It's Hip and Joint, multivitamin, and multiprobiotics. That'll come out to you. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We also have a CD from Gino Sasani. It's a music CD on reptiles. I've got a calendar for 2026 from Hashid Book Group and .com, by the way, and it's The Little Frog's Guide to Self-Care. It's a small calendar, wall calendar. And we do have from Silly Beads by Kayla a coffee dog keychain, and we also have, what pen one do we have left there? Kansas City?
Yeah.
So if you're a Kansas City fan, we have the Kansas City ink pen. And we do have a, what do you call those things when you put, like, you're at a show and you wear this thing on your chest and it, Langlier, is that how you say it?
It's a badge reel.
Lanyard.
Oh, lanyard.
Lanyard. And we have a lanyard, yep, attachment.
No, that's a badge reel.
That's for, like, nurses or
medical professional people.
You should take one of those, Nurse Lexi.
I don't know. I'm looking at it.
So we have those from Silly Beads by Kayla. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? So they have accents that changed based on their social groups, just like humans. So depending on who they're socializing with, their tones could change. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you know what it is. 818-818-6401. Happy holidays.
But shining on like a light bulb. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows like a light bulb. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with another Talking Pets. I mean, Talking Goat. Rewind.
A recent study which provides the first evidence of how goats read human emotional expressions. Writing in the journal Royal Society Open Science, the team described how 20 goats interacted with images of happy and angry human facial expressions and found that they preferred to look and interact with the happy faces. The study, which was carried out at Buttercup Sanctuary for Goats, involved the researchers showing goats pairs of unfamiliar grayscale static human faces of the same individual showing happy and angry facial expressions. The team found that images of happy faces elicited greater interactions in the goats who looked at the images, approached them, and explored them with their snouts. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jay Stutz. Hey, do you think that goat study was a good use of money? I mean,
it is kind of like... It's interesting.
It's interesting, but it just seems like a lot of waste of money. I don't really know where you go from that. Like, okay, so goats, I mean, I probably could have told you that they're going to prefer a happy face. I mean, your cats, dogs do, horses do, and I understand the level of domestication, but maybe I'm going to get my goat milk from a farm that smiles at their goats versus gives them angry faces, because maybe that's a better product. I don't know. Do they produce more milk if you smile at them and talk to them? I mean, I guess maybe farmers will use this research study.
The weird thing about this, if you want to call it a song, that's actually goats.
Those are goats.
Those
screaming.
Are goats. Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you informed me of that, because I could not make the connection as to why it was being played.
It's almost like being in a psych ward or something.
Have you heard
not
that song?
I've been in one, but I've seen it
at
in movies.
A club or something, and you're like, I'm going to buy this song.
This one?
Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it would be funny to play in your car, and all of a sudden you're like, I really like this new song, guys.
You'd be pulled over, because someone would think you had someone trapped in your trunk.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I do.
I'm going to cut you off right there, John, before you get yourself into trouble. For more stories like this, visit TalkinPets.com. That's TALKIN Pets.com. That's another Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Bond Research Institute and Mental Health America have jointly launched Pets and Mental Health Resource Center, an online platform providing evidence-based information on the role of companion animals in supporting emotional well-being. Developed in response to growing demand for resources, the center featured educational materials on the science of human-animal bond, animal-assisted interventions, and mental health guidance for pet owners. A survey of 4,000 MHA constituents found that most pet owners report positive mental health benefits for their animals, particularly among individuals living with a mental or physical disability. Funded by American Pet Products Association and the World Pet Association, the initiative aims to offer accessible, expert-vetted content for both current and prospective pet owners. Veterinary professionals may find the resource useful for clients seeking. MHA also hosted a webinar exploring research and best practices in animal-assisted mental health support. Additional educational content is expected to be added over time. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Bonding. You're not programmed to hug. Bonding. But that's a feature, not a bug. Bonding. Hit it past second base. Bonding. We control Chinese aerospace. Bonding. Let's get this catch on the shore. Bonding. Extract its uranium core. Bonding. Hands at 10 and 2. James Bonding. It's a military coup.
Oh, look at the saltiness. I never realized what I had.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Oregon and speak with Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, good. How you doing, Ben?
We're doing good. So I got to ask you, what's your weather like in Oregon right now?
Right now it's about 65 degrees. It's partially sunny. Nice.
Wow. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Considering the northeast is like 0 degrees, and we're raining over on this part in the southeast. So, but it's warm.
We have a Mediterranean climate down here in southern Oregon. Don't tell anybody.
Everybody's going to start moving to southern Oregon now. So what do you think makes this noise?
Well, since my wife calls me an ape sometimes, I'm going to go with monkey.
With a monkey?
Yeah.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
Sorry, Tom.
Okay, we don't get a second guess, huh?
You know what? I don't have anybody behind you right now, so I'll give you a second on that. So, what do you listen to it again?
How about a goat?
You think it's a goat? What makes you think it's? Well, you're right. Congratulations.
Here I'm speaking to him, John.
So what do you want to go with, Tom? Do you want to, something you haven't won in the last 90 days? But we've got a bunch of choices there.
Scoey 10.
Which one?
Scoey 10.
Scoey 10X. Yeah, you're going to love this stuff. If you have any odors going on, this will take it right out.
All right, my wife wants you to spray it under my arms, but I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's nothing like bad odor. It is human friendly. I'm just saying. Well, hold on, Tom.
Thank you guys.
Anytime. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hold on. Talk to Sydney so we'll get your address, Tom. We'll ship that out to you, the SCOE 10X. Way to go. So he got it correct. And so I think, Crystal, are you still holding on, Crystal? Do we still have Crystal? All right, maybe Crystal's not there.
Have you ever had sheep cheese? Speaking of goats,
sheep cheese?
Sheep cheese, huh?
Yes.
Cheap?
Sheep.
Sheep?
Yeah, like a goat, but a sheep.
No, I haven't.
It's delicious.
I've never had goat cheese, but...
Really? I've had goat cheese, but not sheep cheese.
Oh, I've had goat cheese.
Well, my best friend lives up in Georgia in a small town, and they have this cute little place that we went to or whatever. I thought it was just a shop, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get my mom some jam. And apparently it was like a whole restaurant. Ugh. And so we sat down and we ate, and we got like this like charcuterie board kind of thing, but it had like all these... I've never had jam with cheese either, but apparently there's cheese jam. Delicious. If you haven't had cheese jam
cheese jam.
Yeah, with your cheese, it's so good.
Somebody's hungry.
No, we're talking about goats, and yeah. I'm thinking about the sheep cheese. I've never had sheep cheese before, and the one dude ended up coming over. He's like, oh, how'd you like everything? I was like, good, and I was asking him, like, what's this cheese? And he was telling me, he goes, oh, that one is split in half. Half of it's goat and half of it's sheep. And I was like, sheep? I guess you could make anything. If you can milk anything, you can make cheese out of it. Right.
Have you had squirrel cheese before?
I've never milked a squirrel. Can you get squirrel milk?
Sheep cheese.
You can milk anything with nipples, right?
Sheep cheese.
Cat cheese.
Yeah.
Where the sheep are happy and the men are lonely. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And let's see.
I've never seen squirrel nipples, so I'm going to say that you probably can't.
I have.
They have?
They nurse their babies.
I guess so. I don't look at them closely.
They nurse their...
I haven't exactly looked at them closely, but I have a pool cage, and when they climb the cage, I can see them. I'm like, oh, that's a
female. Especially if they've just, like,
had babies.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch one. We're going to have some squirrel cheese.
Oh, my God.
You're going to milk a squirrel.
We're going to try.
Those people are going to come get you.
Yeah, exactly. I want to film that. That'll go viral.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
I bet somebody has made squirrel cheese before.
I'm sure there's some interesting cheeses out there. Chickens, I don't think chickens have nipples. They're a bird.
No, but for the first time having chickens, I've never seen an egg come out of a chicken, and I saw it the one day.
Ooh.
It was interesting.
It's disgusting looking. I don't want to see
it. It kind of flew out because she was standing.
Flew out?
Yeah. It projectile.
Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't nesting. She was standing up, and it was like, she came right out.
Does she make a sound?
No.
They usually scream, right?
You know what's weird, though? What I find is that when one's laying the eggs, the other chickens are screaming.
Really?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Hmm.
It's like, shouldn't the one that's pumping out that egg be the one that's screaming?
Maybe they're excited. It's like giving birth. It's like, woo, good job. Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know, chickens can remember and recognize over 100 different faces of people and animals.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So that is why when I yell at Roo,
she knows.
My bully chicken, she knows. And she knows Daddy. When Daddy's mad, she's like...
Well, yeah, of course they know their owner. I wonder how many other people she recognizes. She hasn't seen me enough. I have to come make friends with the chickens now.
the birds know me.
I just could not, like...
The parrots.
I considered my chickens pets, so I could not eat them.
Well, yeah.
That would be weird. Something I could do.
No, that would be weird.
But I do...
They have names, John. People don't name the chickens that they eat.
That's not true. I believe that they
really
do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I...
Like farmers.
Where I grew up, people named their cows that they ate.
Yeah, or their pigs or whatever.
Disturbing.
Well,
yeah.
No, I know that, like, kids get adjusted to farm animals and cows and stuff like that in terms of, like, they become buddy-buddy with them.
They would show
and then
them,
they go to slaughter.
They would, like, sleep next to them, take naps with them, play with them, name them, and show them in the 4-H, whatever that 4-H thing is called, and then send them. I'm like, I just could never do it. And they were like, well, what would you do if you lived on a farm? I would be a vegetarian. I wouldn't be able to eat the animals
I don't
that
think
I
could either.
If the only meat available was animals that I raised, there's no way. I couldn't eat them.
No, my chicken dies. I bury it.
Yeah.
Probably not supposed to, but I do.
No, you don't.
If my animals die, I get them cremated, though.
Yeah.
You know, my cats and my birds and so on.
Well, you could cremate your chickens.
Are you not supposed to bury your
it
like,
depends
animals?
On your
no
count.
You're not really supposed to bury them in the ground.
Yeah, it's,
so I know somebody that has like 9 cats in their yard.
Do you like them or not? It depends
on the city ordinance.
Sometimes
probably here though, I would imagine. He'll
there's
probably.
Headstones for them and everything.
Hey, I created headstones when I was a kid for my little hamsters when I buried them. I used to etch out a rock their names.
My daughter did that with squirrels and rats outside that she found that were already deceased. We had funerals for them. We had funerals for them, and she would bury them and put a headstone in the ground.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not a rat fan.
Me either.
Anyway.
Very intelligent.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. You're a rat fan. Maybe you have them as a pet, because I know some people that do.
Yeah.
Not for me, though.
My sister had hairless rats.
It's just something about that tail.
The tail. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years. That is changing. It's time to protect retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called Squeetenix, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because Squeetenix actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. Squeetenix doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. Squeetenix is fragrance-free. Squeetenix is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at Squeetenix.com. And since Squeetenix can only be purchased at Squeetenix.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of Squeetenix today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use Squeetenix, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. Axton, the biotech built for pets, announced that the start of a clinical study at Cornell College of Veterinary Medicine to evaluate its once-weekly GLP-1 weight management therapy for cats. The trial will assess the therapy over a roughly three-month period in client-owned domestic cats affected by excess weight. And no, I am not taking shadow to this study. Excess weight is one of the most common health issues in cats today. According to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, APOP, 61% of U.S. cats were classified as overweight or having obesity in 2022, underscoring the scale of the problem and the need for tools in veterinary care. Awareness of body condition by pet parents appears to be increasing, as 33% of U.S. cat parents categorize their cats as overweight or having obesity, compared to 28% in 2023. In the APOP 2024 Pet Weight and Nutrition Opinion Survey. Lexi, don't look for shadow. You're going to give her a complex. The Axton therapy is a next-generation GLP-1 protein designed to help cats regulate their appetite. In preclinical studies conducted at Cornell University and laboratory cats, no adverse effects or unanticipated events were observed. Pharmacokinetics analysis demonstrated the candidate supports once-weekly dosing. It is built on the company's proprietary FC fusion protein platform, which enables therapies to be designed, synthesized, and tested more quickly and cost-effectively while precisely tailoring immune system interactions to achieve extended duration of action. Feline obesity is one of the most common yet less effectively treated health issues in veterinary medicine, said Tom Zeon, co-founder and chief executive officer of Axton. By advancing a once-weekly GLP-1 therapy, we're addressing a real unmet need and aiming to give cats the chance at longer, healthier lives. Enrollment for the study is now open at Cornell University. The study is currently screening its first cats, aiming to enroll 70 cats with the option to expand to 140. Delivery, a tool for veterinarians to more effectively manage cats with excess weight, would be a true breakthrough, offering a safe and effective option where one doesn't currently exist, said Patrick Carey, associate professor of clinical sciences at Cornell. We are pleased to see the enthusiasm, thank you, of cat owners looking to enroll their pets and provide the data needed for regulatory approval process. Axton is also advancing an analog GLP-1 program for dogs, which is approximately 6 months behind the feline program. With appropriate veterinary pharmaceutical manufacturing investment and successful clinical results, the company sees significant market potential for companion animal obesity therapies. Visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
one is two. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out, better treat me right, 'cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on whole wheat. All right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth, and I never seen my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat.
You know, what do you guys think of, like, you know, they have Ozempic for...
Ozempic. It's Ozempic.
Thank you, nurse Ozempic. Lexi. So they have that, and thank you for the, whatever that other word was, enthusiasm. So what do you guys think about that? I mean, they got, you know, the pills right now that a lot of people are losing weight on, but now they're bringing it to dogs and cats.
Yeah, all I can think of is that people are going to start taking their cats and dogs to the clinic to get the Ozempic, and then they're not going to give it to them, just like they do with other medication.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for people to get Ozempic. Like, a lot of people have to pay for it out of pocket. A lot of insurances aren't paying for it. And I only know this because you have to have diabetes to, like, get it. But it, like, actually helps. Like, it helps with the PCOS really, really well. It helps with a lot of other things that your insurance company is not paying for. So then it's really expensive. So I can see people trying to potentially get their cat Ozempic and then not actually giving it to their mm-hmm. cat. That's my fear. When you said that, I was like, oh, great. Just another thing for people to
but I wonder, though,
hurt their animals for.
They got to base the medicine on, like, weight and everything, too. So for a human being, that's 100 and some pounds or 200 pounds or, well, they're fat. They could be 300, 400 pounds.
I could see people still trying to do it, though.
But if you have a dog or a cat, if it's a 400-pound cat...
400-pound cat?
That cat needs more help than an Ozempic or whatever. So, I don't know.
My tiger is overweight, and I need Ozempic for it.
But I know what you're saying, Lexi, though, because the fact is there are people that were... And this is we reported it on the show, where people were actually going and getting, like...
Anxiety meds.
And yeah.
I worked at a pet clinic for a little bit, and there was a person that came in to get tramadol for their dog, and then they went out into the parking lot and popped the pills themselves.
Yeah.
So then now I know, like, most vets won't even give you tramadol anymore. It's, like, not a thing that veterinarians even prescribe because so many people were doing it with that.
Abusing the system. They were getting it for cheap.
But they would end up hurting their animals so that their animals would be in pain to get pain medicine for them and then taking it.
I would imagine there are some people that would think that they can take the cat or dog
100%
weight loss pills or whatever, and it's going to help them.
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying.
There's got to be something there that...
I think it's good if it helps the animals. I think it helps a lot of people. I think that it's a great thing that we've come up with. I'm sure there are side effects that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
This is all the nurse in me talking. But I think it's good, but I just hope people use it appropriately for their pets and not try to use it on themselves.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why there's cat medicine, dog medicine, people medicine. It's supposed to stick to
the species
that you are. Well, happy holidays, everybody. I want to give a shout out to my friend Kevin there that's traveling. Just stop by at Facebook. And Darla and the rest of the gang there. So hi. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. All at once. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I didn't know what you wanted to say.
Yeah, right.
You got it, though.
You made me panic. I was
there,
like,
you go.
What are we saying?
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.